أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى. After the previous surah, surah Nazi'at, Allah tabarak ta'ala explained about Qiyamah, the coming of Qiyamah, and in various ways Allah presented His great, great Qudrat that we can understand. And in that Qudrat was the ni'mat, the favors of Allah upon us, which is for us to use. But we should never forget the main thing, and that is the Qudrat of Allah, that when Allah can do all this what we see around us, then what is it difficult for Allah to bring the day of Qiyamah, to bring people back to life? In this surah, Surah Abasa, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala proves more greatly the risalat, the messengership of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he is the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Also, Allah refers to his Qudrat again and his various ni'mats that he has blessed us with, and all of that again to prove that the day of Qiyamah, which is a very, very great event, but for Allah Ta'ala it is extremely easy. There is nothing whatsoever that is difficult for Allah to bring the dead bones back to life, to bring Qiyamah, to bring the day of Qiyamah. It's not difficult at all for Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. This, the ayats of the beginning of the surah were revealed on the occasion when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was giving da'wat to some non-Muslims, the elders of the people of the Quraysh of Makkah Sharif. And he was hoping that they will accept Islam, and that when they accept Islam, all the followers will also accept Islam. And as known that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very desirous that people must accept Islam and save themselves from the fire of Jahannam. So while Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was giving this da'wat to these non-believers, one Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Maktoum radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a blind Sahabi who had accepted Islam a long time ago and was strong in Islam, he came at that time and he wanted an explanation of some ayat, something about deen, which he wanted to ask Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about. At that time, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, being involved with the seniors and elders of the tribe, and hoping that they will accept Islam. So Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not pay much attention to him, that he is ours, and later I will be able to explain to him. But these people have just come now, and if they accept Islam and their followers will accept Islam, that will be a great boon for Islam also and for themselves also. So, but Allah did not like this. And there is a great principle that is born out here, that those who are ours, always look after them more than those that you hope will become ours. Those who are ours, look after them more than those others which are not yet ours and that you hope they will become ours. And this is also the principle, al-aqrab fal-aqrab. The one who is the closest must get the greatest attention. So like our family people, like the old Muslims, for example, one common objection that is raised with the Tabligh Jamaat, that they don't make other non-Muslims Muslims. And they're only making Muslims better Muslims. That is the correct principle. Make these people proper, and when we will become right, this will be a natural da'wat for the non-Muslims also. Of course, we must give da'wat to non-Muslims. That is our duty also. But our first duty is, don't forget those who are close to us. In the same way, our family people, we should not forget and give preference to other people and take it for granted. Well, they are our family people, so they we can take granted from for or off, and we keep pay attention to other people. Now, those who are more closer, they must be given greater attention, and then afterwards the other people. Also, another great lesson that we learn here, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned his attention more to the elite of the Quraysh. And Allah Ta'ala did not like this. Allah wanted he must give more attention to those who are Muslims already, who are poor, blind Muslims. Give them attention. But how Allah Ta'ala corrected it, this is also a great lesson for us to learn. that how Allah Ta'ala presented it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, Abasa wa tawalla, the terwi charhai or mu mora. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam frowned and turned his face from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum, which Allah Ta'ala did not like and which Allah wanted to correct. So Allah Ta'ala did not say that, oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you turned your face. Allah spoke in the third person, he turned his face. Not directly to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like somebody has done something wrong and you tell that person, you have done this wrong, it is very hard. But you say somebody has done this wrong. That person understands it's me. But you say somebody has done this wrong. If somebody does this, so it's much more lighter. So how much of love and respect and honor Allah had for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah did not speak to him directly also. Allah said he frowned and he turned his face. أَنْجَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى اس بات سے کہ آیا اس کے پاس انجا. Because this blind sahabi حضرت عبداللہ ابن ام مکتوم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ had come to him and had asked questions and wanted to learn about deen, and نبی علیہ الصلاة والسلام at that time was engaged giving the elite da'wah to Islam, and they would also have disliked that this interference must come, and from a not only ordinary but what we will say a downtrodden Muslim, a person of the lower, and he must come and interfere in our meeting. We are the elite, we are the superior, so they also would have taken offense. But Allah Ta'ala says that these who are more closer, they will benefit more greatly also. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى اور تجھ کو کیا خبر ہے شاید کہ وہ سورتا. And what do you know? Now Allah Ta'ala speaks directly to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you know? That this person, this old sahabi, blind sahabi, poor sahabi, but he will take more benefit, he will get more tazkiyah, he will benefit much more greater. And another great principle also, that which you are sure about, you must give that preference to that in which you are in doubt about. That this sahabi, he was a Muslim and he will benefit much more greater. So that is sure. And those others, though they are the elite, they are the superior, but their accepting Islam is doubtful. They might accept, they might not accept. So to give preference to that which you are sure over that in which you are in doubt about. There is also a great principle in our life which the Quran Sharif has taught us here. Oh yadhakkaru fatanfa'ahu dhikra. Ya sochta to kaam aata uske samjhana. Or that he would have reflected on what you told him. And then this reflection, this meditation, this revision of what you told him will benefit him tremendously. So that is also that the person who has got the capability to benefit, though he may be of low social standing, but he will benefit more, is much more better than that person who may be of high social understanding, but he will not benefit from what you say. So give preference to where your benefit lies. The benefit of deen here, give your preference there to where your benefit lies. So in these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has taught us that always give preference to those who have a keen interest and who want to learn, who have already accepted your teachings and they want to go further with you. Give them preference more than those people who might be superior in the eyes of the people, the eyes of the world, but there is doubt that they will accept and that they will follow you. Give preference to these poor people. Also here, which is also a principle in the tabligh and da'wat, that always give more preference to the poor. They are more likely that they're going to accept your teachings, and your power lies with the poor. Your power, they say, with the majority, and the majority are poor people, are not rich people. Rich people are always in the minority. Poor people are always in the majority. So that is where you should focus on the poor people, and also Allah loves these poor people. The rich, now and then, if they are pious, Allah puts a glance of His mercy upon them. But the poor who are pious, Allah's glance of mercy is continuously upon them. So therefore, the poor should be generally given preference over the wealthy and the rich. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا